Blog Talk Radio.
Go! And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in.
To Dan's funeral. Step two, go talk to Frank and blow up the quack pack.
Always keep it real.
Was that real or what? Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com.
Welcome, everybody, to Get Real LOL FU Mondays, Big Brother 17 edition, hashtag BB17. Now, without further ado, let me go ahead and introduce the boss.
Corporate approved memos, lead a workshop, remember birthdays, direct workflow, my own bathroom, micromanage.
Hey, Cammy.
Hey, Shady. Holy Audrey.
Yes, it hasn't been confirmed yet. Has she officially self-evicted or no?
No, she hasn't. She hasn't. And for everybody listening, we realize 90% of the people who listen to our show do not have the live feeds. So what is going on is Audrey at 10:45 BB time today went into the dining room and has not come out since. So that, let's say, is BB time, so 4 o'clock, so 5 hours? So Audrey's been in the DR, Austin has tried to open it, Vanessa, Steve has tried to open up the DR door, nobody is letting them in. All over social media, there's games going, there's people saying she's DOR'd, which means she's hit the panic button and she's left the house. Now, as far as I can recall, Shady, when Evil Dick left the house, obviously not on his own accord, I believe it was 7 hours before they told the house guests.
Yeah, it was something like that. I think it may have been longer.
I think it was the 7-hour mark. I'm not sure. If anybody knows, you know, feel free to give us a call at any time while we're on air for the next half hour and while we're on Audrey Watch. We'll be telling you everything live as we get it. The call-in number is 347-327-9114. I think it was 7 hours, so if you think it was different, please call in and let us know. I think once you hit past the 3-hour mark, you have to stop thinking she is playing into it, playing into that she's depressed, so forth and so on. I believe anyway. It's really long. Just to catch everybody up who does not have the live feed, let's do that first. Liz and Shelly won HOH. They did the Battle of the Block. Well, Liz, yeah.
Was it Liz that won the HOH or was it Julia? I can't remember.
Liz. Okay. It was Liz. And shout out to Robin Pickles in the chat room. Love that name. And if you want to go in the chat room, everybody, 99% of the people don't know there is a chat room just for the radio show. Just scroll down to where you could log in with your social media and click your social media and you could be in the chat room talking. Hello, Robin Pickles. Love that name. Okay, so basically, Liz and Shelly won. Liz put up Jackie. and James, and Shelley put up Johnny Mac and Jason. Johnny Mac and Jason lost. Spoiler, sorry. And they're up on the block. The veto was played. Vanessa has won the veto. Vanessa, we believe, because POV has been held up for hours due to Audrey being inside the chat room. POV has been upheld. So, as far as we know from the live feeds, Vanessa is taking off Jason, which I find crazy because Jason is on the other side of the house. He's in the so-called in crowd. Vanessa is in the out crowd. And I can't believe they're not taking off Johnny Mac, who has thrown two POVs for them. So let me tell you something, people. Johnny Mac is going to come back with vengeance because he's got to be sitting there thinking, I freaking threw this thing twice for you guys and you're not taking me off the block. If I was Johnny Mac anyway. He's a silent player, but as we see from his DRs on the TV show, he is smart. And if that was me, I'd be completely pissed off. I don't know why.
I'm saying he's thrown three POVs by now.
No, I believe he lost the other one.
Okay.
He lost the other one. And so basically that's what's going on. So they had a house meeting, but I don't call it a house meeting. A house meeting is when everybody is there. Shelley called everybody up to her HOH room except Audrey last night. And basically they were all talking about Audrey and comparing stories and getting stories straight. And to me, that's not a house meeting. A house meeting is with every one of the house guests where everyone can talk. And they didn't want Audrey up there because even though she spews a lot of bullshit, she also talks a lot of truth and sense. And, of course, Shelley didn't want her divulging anything else that she could tell the house guests about Shelley Clay, Vanessa, and so forth and so on. So to me, it was not a house meeting. To me, it was a coward meeting, to be honest with you. And before we go any further, I want to just say, you know, welcome to Get Real. Shout out to our Facebook page. We had hit the 15,000 mark today in just two seasons. If you want to join our Facebook group, it is one of the fastest growing Big Brother Facebook groups out there. Just search in Facebook, Get Real LOL Big Brother, and you'll find us. And you can also visit us online at GetRealLOL.com. If you go to GetRealLOL.com, you're going to see we have 13 people who are doing blogs about Big Brother. They have recaps on Big Brother After Dark, Big Brother Spoilers, The Big Brother Show, The Big Brother Live Feeds. So go to GetRealLOL.com. Also there is our 24/7 forum. It's fan-friendly. It's uncensored, just like our radio show. We have about 30 fans who, thank God, take their time out of their day to update you, the fans, on what's going on inside the Big Brother house minute by minute. And there's also a fan discussion board there. So definitely check out our forum, which is GetRealForum.com. And a big thank you to everybody behind the scenes at Get Real. So you got to hit Get Real LOL Forum for the 24/7 forum. Visit us online at GetRealLOL.com and join our Facebook group, Get Real LOL Big Brother, which I'm about to go into, and I want to do some shout-outs because the page is basically going crazy with Audrey Watch, and that's, I guess, what we're going to be talking about the next few minutes, is definitely Audrey Watch.
I love the way we're saying Audrey Watch. It's like, now, has anybody, besides Evil Dick, has anybody ever self-evicted from the Big Brother house?
An official DOR, not that I know of. There's people thrown off, Shima and the guy from the early season with the knife. Remember that with the girl on the counter? I can't remember his name. But no one has ever officially DOR'd. This would be the first, I believe. So it's going to be pretty crazy. On our Facebook group, let's see. Oh, my God, it's going so crazy. Hold on. I'm trying to find. Okay.
Yeah, talk about crazy. Did you, and just real quick, as you're looking for on the Big Brother forum, or Get Real LOL Big Brother group on Facebook, Did you hear two of the people that's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother talking about crazy?
What, for UK?
Yeah.
No, who?
Janice Dickinson and Farrah Abraham.
Oh, God, Janice Dickinson. And Farrah Abraham from what, 16 and Pregnant?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And also, they haven't announced the full cast yet, but also rumored to be on it is former World Heavyweight Champion Hulk Hogan.
And this is BBUK.
Yes.
Okay, that's going to be BBUK. I want to do a shout-out to April Crabtree. Great names, people. In the chat room, Jared. Julie Waters. Julie Waters is from our Facebook group. Shout-out to Julie. And again, Robin Pickles. And there's so many people. Mrs. Foggy. I love your name, Mrs. Foggy. Let's talk Audrey, people. Okay? I want to talk Audrey. And I'm just going to bring up one post from our Facebook group, and then we'll go from there. Okay, and this was a post by Bethany Nelson. And she put, I got to get something off my chest. And I'm saying this as someone who has never cared for Audrey. No matter how slimy a game player she is, there is a difference than how they may be personally. And sure, Audrey probably shouldn't have applied knowing that she had a mental illness. Now, I just want to say, it has not been confirmed she has a mental illness. Okay. CBS should have not passed her through. What's done is done, blah, 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 blah. And that was by Bethany. And here are some of the comments. From Ski King, she's faking. She wants this to be the Audrey show. This would not be happening if Shelley didn't talk about putting her up as a replacement. It's not like when Amanda fainted. And if, I don't know, going back to Big Brother, when Amanda really did faint in the hallway, that's what Ski King is talking about. Someone else, as someone, I don't want to give this person's name because it's a little personal, as someone who has panic attacks, amen to that and thank you. Basically, there's a lot of people with a lot of different things that they're saying that she's in there so long, and this is what I think. This is my opinion, Shady, and then you can give yours, and then fans, if you want to call in, 347-327-9114, please feel free to, and we'll get you on air. Say whatever you want. Here's my opinion. Audrey is not your normal Big Brother player. If you look at Audrey's interview, she does say you're going to see the game played like never before. Little did I know, or any of us know, that it was going to be played like this by Audrey. And whether you hate her or whether you love her, people, my opinion is when Audrey goes, the drama on the feeds is going to decline really bad. Because every conversation on every camera, every time I log on, they could be talking about a shoe. That shoe is brown. And then all of a sudden it goes to Audrey. Every conversation reverts back to Audrey. On the cameras, 24/7 on the live feeds. Once this girl goes, I don't know what they're going to talk about. And to be honest with you, I don't want to hear Shelly calling Clay. I don't want to hear Clay calling Shelly mama. Come cut my hair. Mama.
Well, James will continue to talk about Meg looking like Taylor Swift. Jason will talk about a previous house guest that he doesn't like. That's about it.
Robin Pickles in the chat room is saying, ugh, it's already somewhat of a snooze fest. This is my point. It's Big Brother, and people are going to see when Audrey, I should say if Audrey goes. If Audrey goes, I mean, I can't see too much excitement on the feeds. I really can't. You're going to have Austin trying to touch Liz. You're going to have Vanessa saying like 9 million times and trying to get 20 million deals. I really don't see the drama. I hope I am wrong, people. I really do. But as far as Audrey, here's my take. So she did say on her interview that she's going to play the game like we've never seen before, and that is true, whether you like it or not. That is true. Does she have a mental illness? Listen, excuse me. I don't know if she has a mental illness. I don't know if she's crazy. I just see the way she appears. Does she appear to be not the most stablest person? Absolutely. Do I care? No, because I'm a diehard BB fan and I want drama. And this girl has brought complete chaos and drama to the house. And to me, I like rooting for people that bring drama. And you cannot be the person that likes that. And there's people that think she deserves it. You know, she deserves to have a mental breakdown. People, it's a game. She doesn't deserve to have a mental breakdown. Chill the fuck out. Chill the fuck out. It's a game, okay?
Even Mama Day on her Twitter is saying that she's hoping for the best for Audrey the person. She calls Audrey the game player's a different nickname, but she's very worried about Audrey the person right now.
Exactly. You know, and Julie Waters is saying she thinks she needs to go and take care of herself. You know what? I think she does too, to be honest with you, unless she's pulling a game move. Let's not forget, people, the way Audrey works. Her game is 24/7 and it does not shut off. Could she be pulling a game move with BB? Thinking to herself, I'm going to threaten to go. I'm going to say I want to speak to a therapist. Da 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 da. And BB knowing that she's a huge draw to the show, they're feeding into it. We don't know what's going on. But I have to admit, it's hit that mark for me where she will be coming out of the diary room. I don't know. What do you think, Shay? You think she's coming out of the diary room?
I honestly think that we're going to see her self-evict. I think she's not going to be coming out of the diary room. And I think we'll be seeing her joining Twitterland in at least a day or two.
So you think she's going to DOR, the first person ever in Big Brother history?
Yep, I think either which way, she makes history. She's either in the DR and playing a very strategic move and just continuing to do this. If it is strategic, if it is gameplay, if it is, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it is, but if it is, she's doing a very strategic move, letting them think that she's self-evicting. So that way, a target gets off her back. She manipulates the other house guests to not put her on the block, and she's safe another week because of that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying we don't know if it's gameplay or if it's not. My point is, it's 4:17 in the BB house. She went in almost 11 o'clock. She's in there about 5.5 hours. Okay, that's long. So she's either faking a very long issue to Big Brother, or they're sitting there and trying to get her to stay. And I don't know. I want to say right now I think it's 50-50. I really do. I think it's 50-50. I cannot... Oh, okay, she's out. She is out of the diary room, people. Breaking news, she's out of the diary room. Audrey's still in the game. What do you think about that, Shady? She's still out. I knew it. I knew she would not leave the game. I just knew it. Okay, so Audrey's out of the diary room. I'm assuming she's going right back to the bed. They're going to play POV. She's not even in the POV. So she's out of the diary room. And it's gameplay, people. It's either gameplay or Allison Gronner promised this girl the moon. What do you think, Shady?
Well, I think that it could be that she's promised her the moon, but we also have some callers on hold right now that may have an opinion as well.
All right, let's bring a fan on.
All right, everybody please welcome Sandra. Oops, actually, everybody please welcome Chris.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
Good. Okay, Chris, we just got word she's out of the DR. Give us your assessment, how you feel about the whole Audrey gate, the whole Audrey situation. Remember, we're uncensored. You could curse, you could talk, you could speak your mind. Tell us what you think.
I just hope that she's okay, but her leaving could change the house.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Why do you think that?
I think she was a tough player. She could dominate in challenges in the competitions.
So you think she could start winning competitions. Now, her back's pretty much against the wall. The whole house wants her out. Do you think there's any way she could stay and get the votes?
I think she could. She's done it the last few weeks, and she could possibly make it towards at least the jury.
So basically, Audrey has come out of the DR. She went right to the have-not room because she is a have-not, into the dentist chairs. She turned off the lights, and she got right into the dentist chair to go to sleep. So I knew that was going to happen, people. I knew she was going to come out and go right back. Now, apparently, I'm trying to get... Apparently, she's told someone it's gameplay. So I'm trying to find out through my source. Who did you say? It's gameplay, too. So she came out, she went right back in. So that's some long friggin' gameplay. This girl will quote at any length, Shady.
Honestly, because of this, I don't think she gets nominated this week.
No way. What do you think, Chris?
She could, because, you know, she requested that. She wanted out, I heard, and so... I don't know.
Basically, Shady, I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know if this is going to save her. People, what do you think? Call in 347-327-9114. We want to hear what you think about Audrey. Because she's so confusing, nobody can make her out. And that's why I love her being in the game. What, Shady? I'm sorry, I thought he said something. I don't know, Chris, if she has enough. I don't think she could rally the votes. I really don't. But let me tell you something. If she rallies the votes and stays here, she will have to go down no matter when she goes out of this game. She will have to go out as one of the best Big Brother players to play the game. Because this girl her back is beyond against the wall. I want to read some people in the chat room. Oh, my God, you guys are talking so fast. McKennerby. Am I saying that right? Okay. Robin Pickles. It will not save her, no way. Yeah, Robin. I agree, hon. I agree. And Julie, I don't think she would get the votes. People are getting tired of her drama. But Shady seems to think it's going to save her.
Yep, I do. I think because of this, somehow, even though they say production does not interfere, I think due to this that Shelly, Vanessa 1POV, Shelly, of course, is the HOH, I think all of a sudden their target is going to change. The noms are either going to stay the same or another person will be put up whoever is left up there will be going home, but Audrey will not be nommed.
Well, here's the deal. Vanessa has already promised Jason she's using the POV on him. Vanessa is not going to go against her word. Vanessa is a whole nother story. I'll get to her in a minute. So she's going to use the POV. The point is, will this play on Shelly's heartstrings? I think it will, but I don't know. This is the way Audrey stays in my mind, Chris and Shady. BB production. That's the only way she stays. Let's not forget, the BB takeover did not happen yet. Okay? Right. Now, it seems to me every week the takeover happens after the power of veto. When it was the phone booth and the calls, same day, Monday night, the phone booth came. Last week, the main part of Gronk was Monday after the veto, okay? So whatever is going to happen is going to happen today after the veto. So if you do not have the live feeds, people, they're only $5.99 a month. There's not that much time left to Big Brother. I suggest you get the feeds. Now is the time to get the feeds. You get them a week free, because especially tonight is going to be insane. And the next few days coming up to Thursday, and will Audrey go or not? To get the live feeds, just go to GetRealLOL.com. Click it and you can get the live feeds there, but that's the only way I see production interference. That's the only way. Can we talk about Vanessa? Chris, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Shady, are you there? I think Shady's in the calling.
I'm in this call screening room. I'll be right back.
That's okay. Let's talk about Vanessa. Chris, how do you feel about Vanessa?
She has a tight alliance with Austin, and
right.
That could help her right now, but it could also hurt later on.
Right. Here's my feeling on Vanessa. I was so gung-ho, Chris, on Vanessa. They built her up. Mm-hmm. Poker player. She won $4 million in the past 10 years. I'm very attracted to a BB player who's a strong female. And, you know, you always want best the BB player I kind of like. And she was great in the beginning. And she got HOH-itis worse than I've ever seen in my life. This girl thought she was the head bitch of the house, and she did whatever she wanted. She staged a fight. Now, Shelly is the new HOH. Shelly is not running her HOH. I'm sorry, Shelly fans. Shelly is not running her HOH. Clay is running her HOH, and Vanessa is running her HOH, and it's pretty sad. And she's the first one to say, no one's running my HOH. Clay isn't. Vanessa ran that HOH. Vanessa put everything in her head. Clay was putting everything in her head because Clay wants Audrey gone because he knows Audrey's going to come after him. But Vanessa, all she does is talk. All she does is say, like, is she playing a great game? No. She's playing a good game, but now she's going too much for me all over the place, trying to make deals with people outside her alliance, talking about Audrey nonstop. And Becky had a great point. Not Becky. Jackie had a great point to Vanessa yesterday. When Vanessa was telling her how crazy Audrey was, and we got to definitely make sure we vote her out, quiet Jackie says, well, you guys are the ones that let her slide the past 2 weeks. You had two chances to put her up, meaning Shelly could have put her up and Vanessa could have put her up, and they didn't. And Vanessa really couldn't say nothing to that. So, right. You know, kudos to Jackie. Doesn't seem like she's playing the game, but she might be a little bit of a silent target, Shady. A silent one has come about.
All right, we have a couple more fans that would like to come on.
Great.
All right, first one up is McKenna.
Hey.
Hi, McKenna.
Oh, my gosh, I'm kind of nervous, to be honest.
It's only us, BB fans. We're talking, you know what I mean? We're talking Big Brother.
I know.
Us here at Get Real LOL, we're one big Big Brother family. Don't even worry about it. What do you want to talk about? Audrey, who, what, when, let's chat. What?
Just this season in general has been, like, drama-filled, and it's just
right.
Hard to keep up. It was, like, hard to catch up from right from the beginning, like, right from the start. I didn't know, like, I couldn't figure out anybody's personalities.
Right.
Like, it was really hard to figure out everything, and just with this whole drama between Audrey and...
Do you have the
feed? With the house and everything. I don't have the feeds. I don't have the feeds. But I follow up on, like, Jokers and Hamster Watch and stuff like that.
Right. You watch all the updates.
Yeah.
You have to get the feeds.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally getting the feeds after today.
Because especially with Audrey in the house. And like I was saying, once Audrey's gone, you know, we don't know how much drama... if it's going to be
it might just calm down.
Right, but, you know, it's been crazy. This season of Big Brother has been, like, to me, unlike any other, okay? There is no real strategy. No one has a strategy.
Having a trouble figuring that out. Like, I can't figure out anybody's strategy.
Because people are out for themselves. Which is the way you're supposed to play Big Brother. But the way you're
right.
supposed to play Big Brother is you're supposed to get a tight-knit group of people and strategize with them and so forth and so on. Are people doing that? Yes. Are they loyal? Hell no.
Yeah,
there is
no
loyalty in the house. That's why it's so crazy. And the minute Audrey says the sky's purple, someone says, could the sky be purple? Because nobody believes anybody. Nobody trusts anybody unless you're Shay. Unless you're Shelly and Clay, okay, who have not kissed yet, by the way, on the showmans. Unless you're Shelly and Clay sharing a bed, and even then, let's not forget when Boogie icked Erica years ago. But, you know, they're together. And, yes, Jason, Meg, and James are somewhat together. And there is the five people together, Austin, Liz, Vanessa are kind of together. Then Austin, Liz, Vanessa, Shelly, and Clay are together. So Vanessa was downstairs the whole night, you know, talking to Austin, and she's trying to bring other people in. Nobody is loyal to anybody in this house. And that's why
exactly.
Big Brother, that's why you're seeing Big Brother like this.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's all over the place, and, like, different personalities are now showing, but it's still, like, lost. Like, you know, sitting here, like, reading up on the updates and
right.
trying to figure out everything, it's really hard. And
it is hard.
That's
it's
why
hard.
I'm, even yeah. with the, I'm sure even with the live feeds, it's really hard to catch up with as well, with people who have the live feeders and stuff like that.
The live feeds, you have four cameras, and no matter what they're talking about and who's talking, it goes to Audrey. They talk about Audrey.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She's the main talk.
It's
she's
crazy.
The main talk.
But just so you know, there are very, very, very great places for the updates, people. But I just want you to know, and everybody else, we have our own update forum as well. And it's run by 30 volunteers who are Big Brother diehards from Get Real LOL. So if you're at school, you're at work, when you're waking up, you want to catch up what you missed, it's GetRealForum.com. Thank
awesome.
You. Thank you for calling so much, honey. Call us next Monday.
All right, I will.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, guys. We also have another caller that I'd like to come on. Her name is Loretta. Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
Is this the infamous Loretta?
Oh, dear. Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. This is our groupie, Shady. She's always in the chat room. She never comes on air, and she's finally here. Loretta!
Before Loretta comments about what's going on, I'm telling you right now, Audrey will not be nominated this week.
You're crazy. All right, Loretta, spill it. Tell us, tell everybody who's listening, what do you think? What's your take?
She's not going to go up. She's
going
to keep playing. You think Audrey's going to go up? I agree with Shady. I don't think she's going anywhere.
You two are crazy.
I think that they gave her anything she wanted.
But what do
they
give her?
They're going to keep her.
I don't know. Do you mean, are you talking about production interference or that the house guests aren't going to vote her out? Which way are you talking?
I don't think the house is going to vote her out. I don't
what?
Think they're going to vote her out.
You
if they do, I'll be really surprised. I would like her to go, but, you know, there where would the drama be then?
You and Shady are high as a kite. Yous are crazy.
I want her to go, trust me.
No,
I don't think she's going to go.
No, not today.
I think maybe next week. I think they'll get her to jury. I'm pretty sure. How come you think she'll really go?
Listen to the both of you. And Shady, before you answer, I want to know how, and remember, we're uncensored, Loretta. You can curse. I want to know, and this is FU Monday. And by the way, FU Monday to everybody out there, FU Monday, Big Brother. My big FU for the day is fuck you weather. This weather has been so fucking hot, I'm dying, and I'm sure most of the country is, and parts of Canada, so fuck you, weather. Okay, here's my question to you two. How the heck, wait, Shady? I think he's still in the screening room. We have so many callers tonight. How?
Oh, no, I'm right here, I'm listening, I'm waiting for the question.
Do me one favor. Before I put this question before you and Loretta, can you play our 30-second spot, and then I'll answer it?
Okay, sure.
All right, we're going to take 30 seconds, people. We'll
get ready
back.
For Big Brother like never before. Hosted by Big Brother alumni and fans. Get spoilers. Rant about who you don't like. Tell us who you love. What do you think about certain alliances? Call in, listen, or join the chat room. Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com. Buy the 24/7 live feeds. Follow our Big Brother bloggers. Enter our brand new state-of-the-art forum where you can see what's going on in the house 24/7.
It's time to get real. It's time for reality.
Go!
And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Oh, my God, I love these names in the chat room again. Miss Foggy, where have you been all my life? Okay, to Loretta and Shady, who I think are insane. This is directed to both of you. If one of you want to say it, take turns. I don't care. How the hell do you think Audrey is going to get the majority of the vote to stay? Go.
Loretta, ladies first.
All right. First off, I don't think they're going to put her up. I don't know why. I just don't. I don't think they will. If they do, I'll be really surprised. They're going to take Jason off the block, and I don't know. They say they're going to put her up, but I don't believe them. They said let her go two other times, and they don't usually get a third time. So I don't know. I just don't think that she's going to go. I'd like her to go.
I want what Loretta's smoking. Shady, what about you?
I'm with Loretta. Audrey will not even be put up.
You are crazy. Miss Fox,
Vanessa will use her POV on Jason, but Audrey will not be the one going up.
Wesley Ward, shout out to you. You two are crazy. Are you still crazy? You actually think she's not even going up. I don't know.
I just don't think she will.
I think she's going up 1,000%. Her laying in bed is not going to affect anything. I think her being in the DR for 6 hours is not going to affect anything. I think she's going up on that block, and she is going home 100%.
I just saw the question of, well, who do we think is going up? Well, I'm not sure about Loretta, but I personally think instead of Audrey, either Steve or Meg will be going up with a dentist, say next to the dentist.
Chris, are you still on the call?
I'm still here.
Chris, do you think that Audrey is even going up? As a Big Brother fan, do you think Audrey's even going up on the POV when they take down Jason? Do you think she's even going up?
She probably could.
You think she's going up?
I think so. I think everybody sees her as a big target.
Okay. All right. See, I have someone here who's making a little sense. Loretta, your mind is foggy because you're too busy fangirling us. So you're okay. Shady's always wrong about Big Brother people. He always picks the wrong people to win. He always says what's going to happen.
I did not. No. Wait a minute. My streak was broken with BB Can 3 this year. I actually picked Sarah at the very beginning.
Wait, who'd you pick?
I did pick Sarah to win BB Can 3, and I was right.
I'm sorry. One time out of 17 years. Hello.
Oh, true. One time.
Wesley Ward, the lies she's been telling Shelley might steal Audrey's fate. Wesley, I agree with you. Now, people, let me explain something to you. I am an Audrey fan. I don't care what anybody fucking thinks. I've been saying this since day one. I say it on our Facebook page, Get Real LOL Big Brother. Sign up for it. 15,000 fans just in 2 seasons. It's one of the best Facebook groups around. I've been an Audrey fan from the beginning. I know she has issues, people, but I don't care. I like the underdog. I like people who have issues. She's playing the game. Whether she's playing it too hard, playing it crazy, I don't care. She's playing the game. So I want to state, I want this girl not to leave this week. But in every fiber of my being, I don't see her staying. If she does stay, I'm going to go crazy. But the only way Cam sees her staying is if production does some kind of interference. Like I was saying, the BB takeover has not happened yet. It happens after the POV every Monday night. If they do some kind of, which we know they have done before, if they do maybe some kind of interference, that's the only way I see it. Loretta.
I'm listening.
Who's your favorite,
Loretta? I'm halfway up. I like Steve and Johnny Mac.
You like Steve and Johnny Mac. Who do you like, Chris?
I like the nerds.
I like those two, and then I also like James, I think. James is pretty good.
I like James, too. James isn't bad. And apparently, as soon as Audrey came out, went in the have-not room, lied down, shut the lights, it went right to Fish. So I don't know if it's going right into the POV, playing the POV. Wait, not playing. The POV. So it's happening now, the POV ceremony. Okay? So that's what I'm trying to explain to you people. The POV ceremony is happening now. Loretta. Loretta, I'm making you a house guest.
Oh, gee, really?
Vanessa has already promised her vote to Jason. Vanessa does not care Audrey's been in that DR for 75 hours. Vanessa is going to use it. The whole house agreed Audrey was going up. I'm telling you, you two are insane. She's going on the block.
She is not going up.
Okay, everybody.
I don't know. You know, there's this other thing that James got. He's kind of crushing on Audrey, you know, so I don't know. They could become a power couple.
They can, but James is only one vote.
Yeah.
And when she does go up, I want everybody to hashtag GRLOL for Get Real. That's our hashtag. And also hashtag Shady Sucks. Because Shady is dead wrong again. He's so adamant that it's not going to happen. Now, if she doesn't go up, you can hashtag Ken Sucks. Definitely. Shady? He might be in the screen room with another caller.
Now, see, I know Audrey will not go up because it will just be no drama if she goes up again. They'll be like, oh, okay, we got the dentist and we got Audrey. Who are they going to vote up? Blah, blah, blah. No, Audrey is not going up. And you can't say Shady Sucks the day before my birthday. Come on now.
Why not?
Because that's just rude.
just because it's your birthday doesn't mean you can't suck the day before.
Oh, true.
Okay. All right, what else do we want to talk about? I think that's pretty much it. Audrey's out of the DR. She went to the have-not room. Will she leave the have-not room to go into the living room to even go to the veto ceremony? That'd be pretty cool if she doesn't even come out to go to the ceremony. These two, Loretta and Shady, think she's not going up. She's definitely going up. We told you all the gossip, all the spoilers. Are we missing anything, Shady?
Nope, except for that you're wrong and Loretta and I are right. Besides that, no.
Okay. Okay, people. This is Get Real LOL Fuck You Mondays, Big Brother. We're on every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern to 7:30. We went a little over today because of the whole Audrey gate. Huge thank you to all our updaters, updating you, the fans, 24/7 hours a day at GetRealForum.com. Go to GetRealLOL.com to buy your feeds. Read our recaps on BB After Dark, on the live show, on the live feeds. Thank you, Loretta. I'm so happy you finally called in. Thank you, Chris. Thank you to all the fans. Remember to listen to us every Monday. Follow Get Real on Twitter at GRLOL Big Brother. And remember, people, what's Shady? What are you going to say?
I was going to say, thank you, Loretta, for being the voice of reason.
You're welcome.
We all know Cam is always the voice of reason. Not. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next Monday. Have a great week, and let's watch the drama unfold. Take us out, Shady.
All right, guys. I hope everybody enjoys this week with Big Brother. And just tune in to the feeds as we find out that Audrey is not going up. I guarantee it. So, until next time, guys. I'm Shady. She's Cammy. He's Chris. She's Loretta. Have a wonderful night.
Bye, everybody.
And now, the Get Real Podcast.
Oh yeah, you know what time it is. It's time to get real. It's time for reality. Reality junkies out there wanting the 411 on all shows from a real perspective by real people, your home. Come on in.
Dan's funeral. Step 2, go talk to Frank and blow up the Quack Pack.
Always keep it real.
Was that real or what? Don't forget to go to www.getreallol.com.